Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Mark Spears. He covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated. He'll be in town this weekend as part of the Grizzlies MLK events. He joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Man, getting ready to go see Boogie Cousins tonight and then come out your way Sunday, so it should be an eventful weekend.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time, right, that you've come in town for this event?
No, I came, I want to say 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 years ago. Took the tour, went on the ledge. I'll never forget that part because I had taken a tour before, but not going on the ledge. I remember this guy asking me if I wanted a picture while I was up there, and I was like, nah, man, that just sounds disrespectful, you know, to take a picture there. And I'll never forget the video of, you know, David Aldridge just breaking down the time he went, man. So it's always powerful. It's always an honor. I'm actually in the midst of going to New Orleans tomorrow to see some family, but when I got invited to go to that, it's hard to say no.
What does it mean to you, you know, to be a part of such a significant and powerful, you know, event, you know, not only just in the NBA, but just culturally and for the city of Memphis and the community and historically what that's meant? What does it mean to you to be able to be a part of all of that?
I mean, it's humbling. I mean, it's always interesting to think that somebody cares what I think, especially of something that big. And, you know, I'm not old enough to have been around when King was around, but I'm certainly old enough, and everybody is, to know his teachings of nonviolence and the civil rights movement. I grew up watching a lot of Eyes on the Prize documentaries, which, you know, certainly had a strong imprint on me. And so just it's something that you never forget. Every time you go into that museum, you never forget it. Every time you go to Memphis, Martin Luther King comes to mind. You know, I had actually posed a question to Mike Conley and the J.B. Bickerstaff on, you know, should you guys play on Martin Luther King Day? You know, and they both kind of hesitated for a second and pondered the question, but the answer was a resounding yes because, you know, of what that day means to the world. But to me, when it comes to that day, the center of the NBA, the center of the holiday is always Memphis to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming, Mark. That's off topic. When you look at what's going on with them on the court, you know, and it would certainly be fair, Mark, if you ain't looking because they haven't played well of late, drop 9 of 10. Is there any fix to this that you can see? At one point, we were thinking playoffs. That looks dead now. Now it seems like Mark's just about staying out of 1 through 8 so they can convey the pick to Boston, that protected pick. What do you see when you look at the Grizzlies right now?
Well, more talent would help. that might be a remedy. I mean, the West is just so good. There's not really a lot of room for error in it. And, you know, I think JB has, you know, done the best of his groceries and making a meal. You know, it's obviously, your two stars are finally healthy, and that's good. But, I mean, it's just the rookie's going to come around. But it's just the West from top to bottom. I mean, like, you even have to show up against Phoenix. It's just hard, man. It's tough. And so, yeah, I hope you don't have to get rid of that pick because, you know, I think they're going in the right direction. It's just going to take some time, and the West ain't going to wait for y'all either.
Yeah, your man Chandler and the Grizzlies are having a little bit of a stare down.
Yeah. I mean, it's time for both parties to move on. You know, to me, I thought if it was going to work, JB was the best person for him because I don't know that there's a coach that had a better relationship with Chandler than him, but, you know, when is Chandler going to be healthy? And unfortunately for Grizzlies fans, they haven't, you know, had a chance to see that. I mean, you guys remember, he was good, man. He was a great stretch four. He was so good that when Dwight Howard was playing the best ball of his career, you know, he convinced him to follow him to, you know, to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, you wonder, like, did all the medical stuff really get looked at as closely as it should have when Chandler got there? And that's, you know, that's the hard thing about sports is you got to take some risks, and that one ended up being a bad one for Grizzlies.
Mark, you mentioned it. Boogie's back tonight. Hadn't played a game in almost a calendar year. I think it was January 26th of last year due to that Achilles injury. What kind of shape's he in? What you expecting? This going to be a slow process working him in? Steve says he's going to plug him right in. What you expecting from Boogie tonight?
I expect him to be really emotional.
Mm.
This is the first game he's played in almost a year. I talked to him about it, and I said, "Huh, you might. Is it possible you might cry?" He's like, "Yeah." It might be, you know, during introductions. I had an interview with him last month in which he said this is the worst. 2017 was the worst year of his life.
Mm.
He blew out his Achilles. He went from potentially making the Pelicans be one of the scariest, or not the scariest team in the West. They had won like 8 of 10 at that time with him and Anthony Davis. Nobody had an answer to that. To not only blowing out your Achilles, but perhaps losing like $150 million contract or whatever he would have gotten, you know,
yep.
to go to $5 million. So, I mean, that was a big jump in money loss. That was a huge injury. And then to compound that at the end of the year, the day after Christmas, his grandmother passed away.
Mm.
So I'm sure he popped some bottles when it turned 2019. And I don't know if I'm expecting Boogie tonight. You know, I'm expecting a waltz. You know, like 8.7 rebounds, 20 minutes kind of game. And I kind of think that his hope is to do the slow process of getting the rust off now in hopes that by playoff time he could be himself.
That's what I'm wondering is Mark, how does he play this? Because Golden State needs a glue guy, right? They need a guy that's going to do his job, right? And we know Boogie loves having the ball, but that's not necessarily what they need. They need him to hit open shots and go down there and rebound. Is he going to be willing to do the dirty work, the glue stuff for them? Or, and I would understand this, is he going to want to go out there and shine and show people, hey, I'm still the old Boogie, so you can get that contract? Like, which way how does he play that?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, the Warriors are scoring like 200 a game right now. There's enough for everybody to eat.
Yep.
But they need his size. They need his rebound.
Oh, absolutely.
They're one of the smaller teams in the league right now. Mm-hmm. Damon Jones got hurt, and after that, I don't think they have anybody on their roster over 6'9" that was healthy until Cousins just came back.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been kind of piecing it together, and the only team that really seemed to exploit their lack of size was the Lakers with Zubac. I mean, man, the Grizzlies, if they could have played, I mean, they should have killed them on the inside with that when they had a chance to play them. But now, you know, it gives them some better rebounding, gives them some size.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the defensive end, that's my biggest worry for them because
right.
I know teams are going to try to get that pick and roll every time and mess with them. And they're not going to feel sorry about his injury, and they're not going to, you know, worry about him coming along and feeling better. They're going to try to go at his head from the gate.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN and the Undefeated, going to be in town this weekend for the Grizzlies MLK events. Mark, did want to ask you about the Kyrie Irving phone call to LeBron James. Basically, him coming out saying, you know, I call LeBron, I apologize because I acted like, you know, whatever the word was when we were together there in Cleveland. What do you think about him coming out and saying that? And is it then a passive acknowledgement that he is now playing with players who were the same thing he was in Cleveland?
You know what I think it is? It's just when you're the guy, there's some psychology to getting everybody to follow your lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my little piddly basketball career, I remember using reverse psychology on guys. There's some guys you could yell at, and then there's some guys you got to say, hey, man, you can play better than this. We know you can play better than this, you know?
Right.
And I think LeBron was a straight no-chaser guy, or probably passive-aggressive. And some of that bothered Kyrie, but now that he's driving the car, you know, he kind of sees what LeBron is going through. So that's, you know, it's not easy to win in this league. It's not easy to be the leader. And now it's Kyrie's team, and they're definitely underachieving, even though I thought they had a great win over Toronto. I thought that they might have had the greatest coach in the world, but right now he's not being questioned, but I don't know why he's not being questioned at all, but they've been an extreme disappointment. I'm not convinced that they're going to be in the finals. Let's see if they could get it together.
Mm-hmm.
But from the coaching to the players to Kyrie, Boston Celtics have been a weird case study this season.
No question about it. Mark, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
Get here safely. Appreciate you, Mark.
All right. See y'all soon.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
He is Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for the Undefeated and ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.